talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I'll tell you what, it's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to party!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Kevin Federline is a term to describe a guy who is a lazy bum with no job and sits around the house all day and also mooches off his rich ex-wife and spends all her money.
So how does that feel?
You know, it doesn't feel good when people talk about you that way. But also I want to say, like, I was a lazy bum and sat around the house and didn't do anything for a long time. So, I mean, I agree with part of it. And I wish I could spend all of her money.
You know, sometimes I think you just want to fail at life.
And now.
You don't want any tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I stopped at Starbucks 4 times on the way down here, so I'm kind of jacked.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, buddy. It is a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen show. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work when I say show, does it, at all?
At least you're getting the name right.
It's Wednesday, January 22nd.
Yes.
What's happening, people?
You know, just a little earthquake.
Yeah.
Did you wake up?
I didn't.
Really?
I was awake, but I didn't feel it, which was odd. But then I did, you know, you turn on the radio and you hear people describing it, which is always my favorite thing. It's the exact same thing every time.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Kevin and I are both near the epicenter.
Yeah.
Did you not feel it?
No.
Huh.
What is with you? I'm not near the epicenter, and it jolted the hell out of
That's
me.
That's what a lot of people were saying, yeah.
Huh. It was a quick one, but it was like a gong, and then
it was what?
Gonk.
Okay.
But then usually there's time, like after that gonk, like it'll roll or do something. That was it. It was just like, I'm here, I'm going to gonk you. And right. then I'm gonna go away.
I wish when the news asked people what it was like, they would just say gonk. I right. wish that yeah. was something that they
well,
would.
It's a gonk, guys. Get down.
No, instead they're like, my Hummel figurines fell off the shelf. Tell us more for 5 more minutes while we've got you on the phone.
Hummels were only created for old people to talk about them during earthquake
100%.
Coverage.
100%.
That's it. My cat did do a wild sort of like, rah, and then
okay. See, I'd watch this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so I didn't know it was an earthquake or anything, but around that time, I just
really?
Let him out. Yeah, I was like, you got to eat, I guess. All
Isn't
right,
that go. Weird?
That is so weird.
And then listening to,
me. To
people this morning talking about it, was like, oh, that's something I should have felt then.
Yes.
Both of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the valley. It was like in Granada Hills.
Yeah, we were close. Both
Very
of us close.
Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I need you to be more aware of your surroundings when the earth is shaking.
I got to stop taking that Michael Jackson sleep drug, I guess.
That propofol?
Propofol, yeah. I got to stop taking it.
As much.
Mm-hmm. As
wow.
much, right.
As much.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't feel it at all.
Huh.
Odd.
It is. Northridge is so synonymous with the 94 or whatever. And I think it's close to the date, right? Aren't we close to when it happened?
Oh, I don't remember.
I feel like
that was
all over Twitter. Maybe it's fake news. But I guess I'm always scared when Northridge is brought up. It's never brought up for like normal good things.
Yeah.
It's always there was an earthquake near Northridge. Remember the Northridge quake? Oof.
Yeah, that was the name of it for a long time.
I don't want that again.
I don't want any of it.
No.
Well, look, good for you for not realizing there was
How about
any
that?
Of it.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
That's
I thought
worried.
Both of you for sure would be like, it was a strong one.
It was a little worrying
that
I didn't
But it's
feel it.
It's weird that it was such a low number, what, 3.6?
Yeah, it seems small, yeah.
And it was a jolt at my house.
The 94 earthquake was January 17th.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So pretty close.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Good no times. Worries. I mean, just, you know, anniversaries.
Let's make it worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
Did either of you see the Kansas State?
I did.
Fight?
No, I saw pictures of the brawl. What the heck?
I don't think I've ever seen anything worse as
really?
Far as a fight.
Other
yeah.
than the Pacers into the stands, the
Not
melee.
Even this bad.
I know, it's
got to
be the closest is the melee, but that's it.
This is Kansas State. They're playing basketball, college basketball, and it's at the end of the game, and it's a blowout. One of the Kansas won. And I don't know, it's up by 24, 26 points. The clock's running out. A guy goes down just to make a layup, and another guy fouls him incredibly hard.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's just.
And that'll do it, this version.
So the foul is coming up right here.
And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep.
So
wait, who blocked who? The winning guy or the losing guy?
Oh, the losing guy was taking out his frustration.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it. I was going to say, if it was the other way around, wow.
Yeah, no. They weren't hard fouling at the end of the game, no. Okay.
It was odd how quickly the benches emptied, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, at first they squared up with each other, and then there was some pushing.
Yeah.
And within 2 seconds, the whole arena was crazy.
Well, the game was chippy at the end, and so they were kind of all on edge a bit. And then, it's a bit of a drawbridge foul, a little bit of under the legs, kind of trying to get
exactly.
It's so obvious that it was... It was a push.
Sort of trying to hurt him, you know, not as badly as it ended up.
No.
I don't think I've ever seen, you know, baseball, they all empty the dugouts and then they act like they're going to punch
I was going to say, is it like baseball where nothing happened?
No.
Oh,
no.
There were like actual punches thrown, landing them.
Haymakers.
Really?
The best picture that I saw from last night, and I'll tweet it out in just a second, is I don't know the guy's name, but he's standing there in the middle of the guys fighting, and he has a chair over his head.
Yeah.
Not a chair, more a stool.
It's a stool,
over his head, and he's just about to beat someone up, and there's a woman that's holding his leg back, and they're like, it's insanity.
Who's
it is.
The woman? Just some random lady
from
the crowd?
I don't even know who she was.
Don't know. But it felt,
That's not good. This is a punch call.
This is bad.
This is
insane. No. No good. Oh, this is terrible.
Keeps going.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just...
Still going.
Just no point to it.
Now... Is there ever any point to a fight? You lose your temper and there's no point. It's like they're trying to prove something.
I mean, for a sporting event, this was above and beyond.
Yes, but there's no point to it. It's not like they got together in the huddle and said, all right, listen, end of the game.
Yeah.
We're taking him out.
I mean, maybe it was. I mean, who knows?
Still going. Yeah. Chair, haymakers, fights, assistants.
Yeah, that is not acceptable.
Still going.
Into the crowd as well.
My team to the locker room right now. There were definitely punches thrown. These officials cannot leave the floor until they sort this out. And this could have ramifications going forward for both teams.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that these are two humongous college programs.
Yeah.
These are not like, you know, small schools where we see the video on the internet or whatever. Like, this is a massive game.
Yeah.
And to see that, I mean, it really was a lot like our guest Mick Foley
yesterday. Yeah, it was.
It was a bit of a Royal Rumble.
Yes, Allie?
I'm just watching the video for the first time.
It's insane.
Whoa, I would not want those seats behind the net.
Oh, the fight seats?
Yes.
Yeah, they were probably thrilled to get those seats.
Yeah, yes. No one wants the fight seats now.
No. Mm-mm. When they're in the fight, and I can't even tell who all's in the fight. It looks like assistant coaches, and trainers, and fans.
Yeah.
Guys serving soda.
It was peanuts.
Just throwing peanuts at the guys as hard as he can.
Wowzers.
Straight insane.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was a brawl.
I don't know what they're going to do. You always talk about this. What's the NCAA going to do? Oh. Just like you're talking about Major League Baseball.
Yeah, a guy who picks up the chair is out of the NCAAs.
I mean, has to be.
Yeah, has to be. I mean, there's guys that they have to make
If he was on the number 3 ranked team, though, right?
Not if they're ready to pay.
If it's Kansas State, yes, but if it's Kansas, no.
Yeah. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We'll see how much the boosters pay off to get
this. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I've never in my entire life seen a fight in a game, in a sporting event, that was that bad.
I mean, technically hitting someone with a stool would probably be assault, no?
I don't know that he hit him with a stool.
I mean, he was thinking about
it. Yeah, sure was,
He got held back.
She's literally grabbing his leg.
Yes, and she's what, 5'3", and he's 7'10"?
She looks tiny.
Yes.
She looks real tiny.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Are the cheerleaders okay?
I don't know.
I don't see any cheerleaders in the video.
I hope they're okay.
We pray for them.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this morning show, shall we?
Did your mom know that your junk was gone in your zipper?
What? When was that?
How many times do we say that sentence? We hear a clip and we go, well, how could that have happened? In what circumstances might that have happened? Don't know. Jensen has a problem with his son's book.
A book, yeah.
A book.
One in particular. And I've pulled clips. I'm ready to
audiobook.
Yeah,
excellent.
I'm ready to tell you guys exactly why this is bonkers.
Excellent.
Like cussing and stuff?
No. It's just it just has a weird character in it, and it's not the focus of it. It's just something there. It's just an odd book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Get up on this.
Yes.
just after 7 o'clock this morning. Would you like to take that back?
Should be a lot in there.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in it this time.
What? Congrats.
Usually I edit it because I don't like that kind of humor and I don't try to make those jokes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I'm in it twice. Also.
Oh. What?
Also, we have tickets for Paley Fest as well.
Nice.
Which is a very cool thing where you can see some of your favorite TV shows with the creators and the actors and everybody mm-hmm. on a panel. You get to ask them questions. So we got tickets for that as well. And listen all week. At 9, noon, 3, and 6 for your chance to win Pearl Jam tickets at the Forum in April and then a chance to see him in Hyde Park in London in July. That's coming up. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with what's happening next. It is 5:51 and time for our first look at what's happening.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne announced yesterday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It was on an interview on Good Morning America where the 71-year-old who's publicly suffered numerous health issues over the last year told Robin Roberts that he was diagnosed last February. His wife Sharon said that it is at stage 2 right now. So stage 2 Parkinson's is what he has.
And what's the worst stage?
I doubt it's 100. No, it's probably 4. Stage 4 is the cancer one, right?
Stage 4 cancer is still something you can live with.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Parkinson's.
I sort of thought... Describe what Parkinson's is. Is it just, yeah, I don't either. I sort of thought that when I was watching his TV show on MTV.
Stage 5 is the worst.
Stage 5, okay.
You know I always thought he had Parkinson's as well. Yeah, or an essential tremor disorder or something like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I thought he had something, but I think probably people just assumed it was addiction or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man,
but it's sad.
Rough. That sucks.
Yeah, very sad. 71, though. I thought he was older than 71.
Yes, yeah, same. He was 71 in the MTV show.
That is
that's
indeed,
how I judge everything.
Yeah.
That is indeed. It was, yeah, MTV. That's how I judge before and after, really.
Uh-huh.
That's sad.
It is sad. You guys, how many people between the ages of 25 to 29 have tattoos?
Wow.
How many people? You mean percentage?
Like percent.
Worldwide?
Yeah, give
worldwide?
Me a fraction or something.
I feel like being in LA really skews our thoughts here.
That's probably true.
Yeah, yeah. That is probably true. 25 to 29.
I will say, this could be anything,
I'm
really.
I'm going to say 10%.
I'm going to say 17%.
One-third of people.
Wow, 33%.
Wow.
Yes!
Huh.
Isn't that insane?
That is a lot.
That's a lot, you guys. But here's why I bring that up. If you're a tattoo artist, you should really be using Instagram to promote yourself. Because not only is it free, but that is where the majority of people, they're saying as many as 70% of their new clients come from people that see their Instagram page. And
makes
they're
sense.
Like, ooh, look at that. Yeah. That looks good. So it used to be just referrals. Like, oh, where'd you get that? That looks really good. Then there was nowhere to see that person's work unless they had a website. And really, who has
websites
anymore?
Right?
That's
as
just
you know,
insane.
With the stress of this universe that's been going on the last 4 years, I have one of the major points of calm for me have been tattoo Instagrams. And so I follow like 100 different accounts of different artists. That's how I got Bean, rest in peace. That's how I found, you know, his tattoo artist, Nico Hurtado.
Yeah.
Who's amazing.
Who's amazing.
Gosh.
And there's guys like that and Wu and Louis Perez, who we spoke to here on the show, whose Instagrams every day, you're just like more and more blown away by what they're doing.
Yeah. You're essentially looking at an artist page. Just some of the most beautiful things. And then you're like, wait, that's on someone's leg.
Did that on skin. Yeah, that's crazy.
I've gotten a tattoo off of just Instagram.
Have you?
I did, yeah.
Which one was it?
It's the one on the back of my arm that's like a kind of like a, I don't know, I have so many at this point, who cares? It's
he
this one.
Remember
I know.
What it is.
It's kind of like a what is that?
It's based on the movie The Burbs, which we talk about all the time here.
All right.
Anyway, we don't need Sean from Texas is the tattoo artist's name. I love him and he's great. But yes, I have a tattoo based on the film The Burbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look it up, people. The Burbs.
I love it.
I love it too. But
I have a tattoo, of Andy from Pretty in Pink as she's just closing the door to her Carmagia.
It's the scene.
And it's pretty awesome, you guys.
Kevin will know the scene. It's the scene where Tom Hanks wakes up in the middle of the night in a nightmare and he looks out the window and he thinks he sees the neighbors sort of in this druid cult like outfit and they're digging.
What looks
graves.
Like a grave.
Looks like graves in the backyard. And so I have a tattoo of a bunch of kind of druid characters kind of digging a grave.
That's a pretty big tattoo.
Yeah. I have sneaky tattoos. I think people don't expect me to have so many.
Uh-huh.
Probably because I'm so nerdy. But I do like tattoos.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I do like tattoos.
Well, there you have it, you guys. If you're a tattoo artist.
Tattoo head, yeah.
I mean, 70% of your new clients are coming from Instagram. I mean,
it does make sense that they're able to just to show you their work. That makes total sense.
Absolutely. You guys, you excited for Valentine's Day?
Remember when Jensen told us that he had a tattoo based on the Burbs?
I don't. That is gone from my memory. I will never remember such madness.
If you guys want to know, I have another one that's inspired by Defending Your Life, the Albert Brooks movie.
All right, I think we need to have a conversation about this on the air. We take calls of people who have, I don't know, scenes from
obscure movie
ridiculous stuff.
It's going to be hard to beat Defending Your Life in the Burbs, but sure.
Correct.
I've never even heard of the movie Defending Your Life.
Oh, you'd love it.
Really?
Oh, you'd love it. I'll buy it for
you right now.
Well,
it's Albert Brooks.
Yeah,
great.
I'll send it to you right now.
I don't need a DVD.
Nope. Sending you a DVD.
I don't
enjoy.
Have a DVD. Okay.
It's already on its way.
All right.
Sorry.
It's here. Yeah, thank you, sir. I just walked it in. That was fast.
I do have a DVD delivery guy on call.
More than 4 in 5 Americans get genuinely excited about Valentine's Day, even more so than Christmas. This is the most BS story I've ever read.
Did Stephen Valentine create this?
Right.
This seems big business.
Oh, this story brought to you by a cherub.
Yeah.
More than Christmas.
Yeah. A poll of 2,000 Americans found this Hallmark holiday tops the charts among Americans. As 81% get excited about February 14th, while just 68% get excited about the holiday season like Christmas.
Lies,
that's just not
lies
true.
And more lies.
That's not
and
true.
Lies on top of lies. Mm-mm.
81%. You're saying that 81% of people have like a significant other that they're excited about Valentine's Day for? That's just not true.
Not true. Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. This is a fake story.
I wouldn't even think 81% have someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Let alone being excited.
Yeah,
about.
this is
that's
not
ridiculous.
True. This is a lie, and I will not.
We're taking that back.
Mm-hmm. I will not go further in this story.
Getting gifts for You'll loved
show
ones,
them.
Though.
Yeah, they're moated.
Can I throw that in the mix too? What? I don't think that even that many people enjoy trying to get gifts for their loved ones on Valentine's Day. It's a difficult chore.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
It's pressure because you want it to be
nice.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Does give you pressure.
Yeah, a Target gift card isn't going to work.
Oh,
that would work for me.
Hold on, let me scratch that off.
Target gift card? Are you kidding?
I know. Honestly, probably my wife would love that too.
I mentioned this off the air. Do I need to get the Target delivery service that they have?
No.
Like, do I need it?
No.
The furthest Target from me is at least a mile and a half away.
And you have two that are
and you can
about
use other, other yeah. services. There are people who deliver from Target, but you want
no,
the one.
No, you don't.
You want the one from Target.
Don't
official
go down
one.
The dark side.
Okay.
Don't do that.
All right. I already
have a problem with Amazon.
I already did. I signed up for a year.
Okay.
Okay.
They might have
that wasn't theoretical.
They might have
that
Defending
was
Your Life. They could bring it to you.
Target?
Possibly.
See, that's the thing with this. You can get stuff within 2 hours. Like, if you're just sitting there and you're like, look at how cute that pot holder is. I don't want to leave my house.
That happened to me yesterday.
What a sad life. I need that pot holder immediately.
Within 2 hours.
I don't have any hot pots that I'm going to be holding, but whatever. All right, some birthdays for you. Diane Lane, we love her.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Blair. The Exorcist, you guys. Logic, the rapper. Mm. Guy Fieri, the chef. DJ Jazzy Jeff. I mean, just, we are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Perry, former lead singer of Journey, until they replaced him with the guy that sounds just like him and looks like an Asian version.
Yes.
Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's what's happening.
Coming up just after the top of the hour, get up on this.
Yes.
We also have Would You Like to Take That Back in the next hour.
Okay.
And your tickets for Paley Fest.
First, action-packed.
Jensen is here and wants to tell us about a beautiful, beautiful book.
Okay, so beautiful is really stretching it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a 7-month-old. Mm-hmm. So I find myself reading children's books a lot.
Sure.
And some classics. There's some in the mix.
To your 7-month-old or just by yourself?
Oh, no, to my 7-month-old.
Okay. Right.
It calms him. He seems to love books. Things like The Wonky Donkey is really fun.
Oh, The Wonky Donkey.
Love that one. The Napping House. These are all books I love.
Everybody Poops?
Yeah, Everybody Poops. Good one. And by the way, when you get, when you have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, you know, people to come over. They bring gifts a lot. And they always bring books. And that's great.
Uh-huh.
But they're the same 8, 9 books.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them that we received more than one copy of is called Love You Forever, and it's by a guy named Robert Munsch.
Okay.
Okay. Came out in 1995, and this is not an obscure book. This is a bestseller, top 100 voted book by the National Education Association.
Okay.
This is a big-time book.
This is one of the 8 or 9?
Yes. Okay. And we had extra copies. We donated a few of them, but we kept one. And this last week, I cracked it open and started to read it and realized it's very sweet in some points.
Right.
But there is an aspect to this story that is insane. That is
really
absolutely out of this world crazy. And let me explain to you how it starts. Okay. And I pulled some audiobook clips.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. So let me pull the first one for you. This is about a mother who has a baby. So on the first page, you see a picture of a mom holding a baby. Easy enough. This is page one.
A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Very sweet.
All right.
Very sweet.
What an adorable little thing, right? Yeah. So very nice and a good sing-songy, I mean, very cute and heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby grows up, as all babies do, but the treatment of this love doesn't change.
The baby grew. He grew until he was 2 years old. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator. And he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet.
What a dick.
But at nighttime, when that 2-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor,
and slapped him.
Looked up over the side of his bed. She picked him up and rocked him back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Okay. So you guys know the pattern.
Stop effing with my stuff.
But you see the pattern,
yeah.
Right? I mean, this baby's growing and the mother obviously will always love him no matter what,
sure.
Right? So now we see a little more growing up.
He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends and he wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed.
Man.
She picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Okay.
He's a teenager and
so remember this is an illustrated book.
Okay.
So this is a teenager.
Okay.
This is 14, 15.
All right.
She's doing the marine crawl across the floor
to
his bed.
Literally in the picture. She's sort of crawling and then
weird.
She holds him and this is truthfully it's a little too old, right?
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, he's an adult now.
Oh.
And she has empty nest syndrome, I would assume, so it's got to be hard. So what would a loving mother do?
That teenager grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes, on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town.
She's stalking him.
If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Okay, so here's... Hold on. I need to tell you some things about the illustrations.
Okay.
Okay, so the part where it says that she gets in her car, the illustration is of a like a station wagon.
Sure.
And on top of the station wagon is a ladder. So she's driving.
So she can climb
in
the window.
The next one, when she goes in the window, is a picture of the ladder. You could see it from the room. And she's inside, and she has broken into the house.
Oh, yeah, it's breaking and entering.
She 100% broke in. He has a wife and stuff. It's like a full, it's a family
Did
home.
Did she hold both of them?
No, she's just holding the large man, and she's holding him, and he's still asleep. And it's a crime. She's committed a crime. Okay. So we all have went
this
now.
This isn't real.
I swear to God, it's not a parody. When I got to that page, I was like, this is a joke book. Everyone got us a joke book. It is not a joke book. It is dead serious.
Wow.
Okay, so now we've went from baby to toddler to teen to adult. It's the circle of life, so there's only one thing left.
Well, that mother, she got older. One day, she called up her son and said, you'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. but she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, and he sang this song.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Okay. Okay, I made that part up. Okay.
That whole thing was a troll?
That's not what he's saying. We all know what he's saying. It's this.
I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be.
He's a grown man. And he's like, but you'll always be my mommy, which is sweet. And you can see where it becomes nice or whatever. But like,
sure.
What is, I mean, this is a weird relationship, no?
Breaking into his house when he's an adult and crawling across the floor, yes.
And so the book ends with him going home and he has a kid. And so he then sings it to his kid. So the cycle continues. But it's like, the mom broke into the house. He had a full family.
That's
like,
insane.
What if you went upstairs and you were like, Grandma, shh, I'm holding your dad. Anyway, that's the craziest book that Adler has.
My mommy, you'll be.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. Yes, Allie?
That laugh always scares me. I'm not going to lie. It freaks me out.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird.
I get up on this just after the top of the hour, and then would you like to take that back? First, what's happening?
Do you remember those little witches that would hang on the wall, and you'd like pull at either their tongue or a little tie or whatever they were wearing, and they go,
isn't that creepy? A
little different. Oh, okay. A little different. But that song always reminds me of that. It's a little scary. Mm-hmm.
Like the clown and Poltergeist in the corner just sitting in the chair. And
I don't like it. I don't like it. No. My family moved into a house with a huge oak tree in the front.
Must be nice.
Well, I mean, yeah. Totally rich. But that oak tree, I was terrified because obviously Poltergeist, oak tree was going to come through the house.
It does, yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my dad's like, oh, it's nothing like the dead bodies in the pool in the back. And I was like, what, Dad? This is weird. Anywho, Kevin hates anywho so much.
I didn't say anything.
No, you looked up from your papers like you were disgusted. I get it.
Buzzkill.
I was disgusted.
Terry Jones, a founding member of Monty Python and a beloved comedian, screenwriter, film director, poet, historian, and author, has passed away at the age of 77. His agent confirmed his death to the BBC. He was suffering from dementia, which was revealed publicly by his son in September of 2016, left him unable to speak. So he has passed away, which is... just a 77. Mm-hmm. As we get older, like...
It doesn't sound old. 77
old.
Was ancient when I was in my teens.
Oh, my
teens.
Gosh. Yeah. In my 20s, 77
They're
was
like
ancient.
Made of cobwebs.
Yes.
And now I'm like, that's kind of young.
77 is young.
He didn't really have a chance.
I'm just saying.
He's just getting started.
Things change, man.
Very sad. So, of course, there's all the guys from Monty Python reaching out and putting out tweets, and it's just very sad. Very sad indeed.
That's sad.
Also sad, this is just the sad what's happening. Taylor Swift revealed that her mother, Andrea Swift, who was battling breast cancer, has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Oh, man.
She made the revelation in her Variety cover story where she talks about her forthcoming Netflix documentary, Miss Americana, that's going to premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. Her cancer returned during the filming of that, and she says that's why she kept her touring for her latest album, Lover, to a minimum, so she could be around when her mom needed her. Very sad news.
That's a bummer.
Very sad. I don't know what to think about this story. Aerosmith's drummer claims that the band won't let him play with them. Joey Kramer is suing his Aerosmith bandmates for preventing him from performing with them. It all stems from a shoulder injury that he suffered last April, which caused him to miss some dates on the Deuces Are Wild Vegas residency that they did. Mm-hmm. His drum tech, John Douglas, would fill in for him. Kramer then says he was required to audition earlier this month by drumming along with a click track to show that he was able to play at an appropriate level.
That seems fair, though. Yeah. I mean, he's coming off an injury.
But he said something that no other Aerosmith member has ever had to do after an illness. So they never had to retry out, essentially, for their jobs after they were either sick or... I would assume rehab for some of them, that type of thing. The band determined Kramer did not have enough energy in the recordings. As a result, he won't be performing with them at the Grammys this weekend. He also has to pay Douglas tens of thousands of dollars for filling in, which that, to me, wait, what?
Who has to? He does?
He does.
What?
So I would think you kind of have a contract to be in the band.
Yeah.
You miss some dates. Those are sick days, no?
I would think so, yeah. Depending on how long he... I mean, if you get injured, maybe you can't play the drums as well anymore.
I mean, one dude lost his arm and then right? had a number
kept
one
going.
Hit with it.
I mean, Def Leppard, yeah.
Kept going.
I just saw them recently. The dude slays.
It does make your accident seem kind of, you know, wussy. It's a guy out there still playing with one arm.
Yeah. Right? This all stems from a shoulder injury. Yeah. That dude didn't even have a shoulder.
No, couldn't even injure it.
I think he has a shoulder.
He has a shoulder.
Yeah.
That was not taken away.
No. So he has to pay this guy tens of thousands of dollars for filling in, and he has experienced, quote, significant repercussions to his health from the stress. He's hoping the lawsuit will get him his job back. I'm thinking no.
No,
I'm thinking
that doesn't usually work that way.
He's suing us, guys. Let's let him back in.
He seems chill.
He can't play the drums as well, but come on back.
It's all just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no idea any of this was happening with Aerosmith. Just thought it was all lollipops and roses for
guys. No, they're being sued.
Yeah. Late rapper Nipsey Hussle will be honored with a commemorative performance at the 2020 Grammys this Sunday. The Recording Academy revealed that John Legend, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill, Roddy Ricch, YG, and Kirk Franklin will be performing in the musician's honor. He passed away in March and is nominated for 3 Grammys this year, including Best Rap / Sung Performance, Best Rap Performance, and Best Rap Song.
All right.
It's not a lot that there are people who passed away who are nominated. That doesn't happen a ton.
It doesn't happen a ton, but nominated for 3 Grammys.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson got married, you guys, for the 5th time. Secretly,
This is real love.
Secretly tying the knot with eccentric movie producer John Peters in Malibu on Sunday. They dated 30 years ago, and apparently, this gentleman says it was her the whole time. Of course, he also said that about Barbara Streisand, who he dated as well, that's the true love of his life.
Barbara Streisand and Pam Anderson. That's his scope.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there.
Both sides.
He is, wow.
Well, I'm just saying, both sides. I don't think she's ugly. I think she's beautiful. But I'm saying, like, both sides of the spectrum. Like, Barbara Streisand not necessarily known for the same things as Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson?
There you go. You're looking at me like I said Barbara Streisand's ugly.
I just want you to, for the record,
I've been on this show saying I think Barbara Streisand's attractive. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, mm-hmm. not quite as much as Bean, who I think has fantasies about her. But
yeah, that's just weird, though.
But had. I think the Barbara Streisand is attractive.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But way opposite sides of the spectrum.
Just saying. He doesn't have a type. See? Look at us.
Agreed.
Both agreeing. We're both misogynists.
I just wanted to hear you explain it. I think she's beautiful.
I do.
Just a different kind of beautiful.
That kind of beautiful.
The ugly kind of beautiful.
Are you not beautiful?
I'd rather marry Barbara Streisand than Pam Anderson.
Well, you're just an idiot.
I'm screaming.
By the way, his 5th marriage as well. So those two
you
kids.
You know, the 5th is the one. That's what everyone
says.
They say that. Everyone says 5 times a charm.
Yeah. First marriage is your starter marriage. Mm-hmm. Second is like almost your starter marriage. Mm-hmm. Third, you're like, hey.
Third's the middle.
Good job. You're almost there. Yeah. Fourth, you're like one more.
Very mm-hmm. close.
Very
and
close.
Then fifth. Bingo.
We got it.
We're in love.
She is 52 and he is 74. So congrats to those kids.
Meant to be.
Meant to be, you guys. Looking forward.
Pam Anderson?
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to them on a boat.
You do not want to see that video.
74-year-old Peenster.
He's on fire!
Steering that boat. They're just going in the smallest.
Oh, he has now lost it?
He's heating up!
It's barely a turn.
What? They're just going in full donuts?
Can't hear you?
It's barely a turn! He can't.
Pretty much still going straight?
The whole way? Just not moving.
Oh, some birthdays for you. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Guy Fieri, Logic, Steven Adler, Steve Perry, Diane Lane, and Linda Blair. And that's what's happening.
All 3 of us and the rest of the show are going to be down in Fullerton.
Yes.
What?
At our favorite place, the Slide Bar, this Saturday for happy hour from 5 to 7.
Yep.
Going to bring in some ping pong tables?
It's free.
Yeah.
Like, I keep saying this to people, and they're like, no, what do we have to pay to hang out with you guys?
So who's paying me my appearance fee, then?
You don't get an appearance fee.
So sure.
Now we're just hanging out for happy hour.
What?
That's it.
All right, I'll do it, then.
All right.
But we're
you
playing
didn't put
ping
much
pong.
Of a struggle.
No, I didn't. No. I'm terrible at negotiating. But yeah, we're going to play ping pong. We're going to drink with you guys. And then after our thing, it's 2 hours, 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. After us, they have a Cure cover band. Mm. And it's called The Curse. And I like when they just add one letter to be a
Absolutely.
Cover band. I find it legal. I find uh-huh. it fair use.
Yes.
I think it's an okay thing to do.
So 5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Slide bar.
Okay.
This Saturday.
Come say hello. The whole gang.
Correct.
Everyone.
Correct.
I mean, slow down.
Right. Possibly yeah. not Omar. But everyone else most yeah. likely will be there. Yeah.
It is 7:06 on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We do get up on this.
Get up. Get on up.
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 On this.
This is a weird one, guys. I'm not going to lie. It's,
okay.
It's strange. It's
about a book.
It's...
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
No, it is not that book. But I'm pointing to the fences here. This okay. is one of those ones where it's so early. In the past, because I had this podcast for 10 years
right.
called Get Up On This, and I would tell people about things they should be up on. And there's things when, like, Chance the Rapper was in high school, we said you should listen to him. There are ones that just come together perfectly.
Is this far enough out that yes. everyone will forget that you said it was going to be good if it's not?
Oh, well, I'll remind you over and
okay.
over again. Yeah, no problem. The music industry in 2020 is a very weird place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's not easy to break in the mainstream as a new artist, right? But there's so many outlets to be heard, it's hard not to acknowledge that there's more opportunities than ever.
Yeah, agreed.
It's strange to say, it's hard to break, yet there are thousands of places you can have your music released.
Also, why it's hard. There's so
there's
many
too much.
Places. There's too much. Yeah.
Yes. Artists like Ariana Grande, the Jonas Brothers, and Eminem all get initially huge exposure from releasing something on a major label. But then there's people like Lil Nas X,
yeah.
who turned a TikTok video into the longest number one of all time. Or Tyler, the Creator, who's performing at this weekend's Grammys without a radio single at all. That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Or the juggernaut that's independent artist Chance the Rapper, who we spoke about.
Sure.
These are all huge, and more than ever, it's an independent artist like this, but you still need something to stand out.
Yeah, agreed.
All right. So as a result, this week's Get Up On This is the strangest example of this new marketing plan.
Okay.
The band is called Junior Varsity, and they've shown up on a ton of most anticipated album lists for 2020, including Pigeons and Planes, which is a great website. The only issue is they haven't even released a song yet.
What?
No SoundCloud page, no mixtape, no EP, legitimately no music released. Nothing.
Are you sure there's music on the way?
Well, here's what we have. We have small snippets that could be heard on their Instagram page, which at the time of this broadcast has just under 13,000 followers.
Okay.
But they've performed live full shows in Los Angeles, New York, and Japan, creating an underground buzz that has the industry pegging them to be the next big thing. In the universe where it is vital to have a buzz for your success, right? It's hard to think that an L.A. duo, they're out of L.A., would do the exact opposite, where they're building a loyal fan base and letting the music and experiences speak for themselves.
How do they get people to come to the shows, even?
It's a great question.
Huh.
In L.A., New York, and Japan, they'll do a whole weekend. It's called the effing weekend. They'll start on a Friday and have maybe 200 people show
and
up to a
show. Just play straight through?
Straight through. Yeah. They never stop. You can go at any time. They'll play in like a garage. They'll play anywhere for a couple hundred people. They depend on word of mouth, and it's worked every time to where their final show has like 2,000 people there.
Wow.
It's just becoming kind of a cool thing. They have a very cool logo.
Now, what's their hit song that I might recognize?
You don't have, there is no such thing.
What?
The logo is just like a happy face, and then under the smile is another set of eyes. So it's like eyes, happy face, eyes, which is a very cool logo
so
for t-shirts.
So it can look sad if you put them upside down.
Flip it around. God, Allie knows her logos.
Yeah.
The two members, Greg Arum and Zach, met in college after working as songwriters for other artists, but they decided they wanted to create their own music and challenge the entire format on how music is released, and they're doing it. Greg announced in March of last year that they formed the band, and since then they've decided to build the world around them before the music's even released. They say that Damon and the Gorillaz, Damon mm-hmm. Albarn and the Gorillaz, are major influences for them, and this is kind of the new generation of that.
Interesting.
They post videos on their Instagram that seem a lot like Jackass. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in their world. They're, you know, having fun fighting, shopping carts, throwing themselves, you know, throwing. It's a crazy world they're creating. Now, let's listen to a snippet, because that's all we have.
Okay.
This is from their Instagram page. It says this song is called Weather.
I want to celebrate. Too crazy. I feel I'll never break. You made my levels change. Like tequila, I fill up and feel sedated. Oh, I was wrong. Thinking that I could call you, I still wonder where time is gone. Left for California, now we all desire love. I need love.
they say this is what we're going to release, or is that just something?
Nothing.
We don't even
know.
So we don't even know if they release music, if that's going to be in
it. No idea. But they do say, they did put up an Instagram post recently that said music's coming soon, 2020.
Okay. The lead guy has great eyebrows.
He does. He's a kind of Middle Eastern look. I know. He's
real thick, good. Like, I would pay big bucks for those eyebrows.
Yes, seems very cool. On top of that, they show footage from their shows, these weekend shows that they have in different places. And it
the
seems
weekend is part of this?
The effing no. This is someone different, guys.
Crazy.
Please, we don't need any more mystery in their in their story. It seems that at shows he's allowed audience members to shave his head. The energy is bonkers. It's like crazy mosh pits. It's just another example of the ever-evolving world of alternative music, which I talk about a lot here, which is that in the 80s and 90s, obviously, in the 2000s, there was pure rock music. Now it's becoming a bit of an iPod generation where genres are mixed. But yet, for sure, these two guys, their main influence seems to be rock. They have a lot of visuals up. This is another one, another snippet from their Instagram page. It appears this one is called Home. That's very good.
There's
another song on their Instagram, which is a little too blown out, like on purpose, but it's very good. And their Instagram is at Junior Varsity, just spelled perfectly, done well. Not like varsity with the S being a dollar sign or anything. It's just Junior Varsity. And like I said, they seem to be primed to release. And a lot of critics in their reviews and stuff and write-ups have said, I've listened to the album. This is not just hype. It's very, very good.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just, you know, a setup in a marketing way. This is a good one. Also, a completely untested get-up on this pick. So we are hoping, fingers crossed, hold me to it. You can go to their website, aliveandextremelyhealthy.com, which I also applaud, at Junior Varsity. And that was this week's Get Up On This.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
I was talking to my doctor yesterday, and he said, how much of your stuff is written out? And we said, and I said, what? And he said, what, how much of your show is written?
Right.
Oh.
And you're just, I was like, none. We just sort of put a topic out there and then we just riff.
It's very cute of him thinking we write it down.
Right. If we
and
did,
sad.
It would be better.
Yeah, really sad,
imagine
actually.
We'd just be reading typos all day.
Oh.
But we try. Uh-huh. Sometimes we fall short.
Sure.
And so we ask, would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
Now, I'm never in the file because I don't like this kind of humor.
Right.
And I can't, mostly I can't play, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it's like, I can't play basketball. So I'm like, I'm not going to play basketball.
Sure. You know, I don't even like basketball.
Right, right. But I don't like this kind of humor. And I have always said that if I'm in the file, I will take it back. Mm-hmm. And the first one is, we were doing a phone-in topic called, you know, or you knew, somebody has committed murder, a murderer.
Oh, right.
He embezzled money and swindled people and ended up stabbing one of our clients.
Oh my gosh. Jensen, again, not funny. Why are
in
you
prison.
Laughing?
He's in prison.
15 years.
There you
oh
go.
My gosh.
Good.
Okay, what about the other one? On your street.
Right.
Yeah, remember this Cal State Fullerton stabbing in August?
Yes.
That was my neighbor. He lives two doors down on the other side.
And Dan, you got to move.
What is going
I
on?
Know,
did
right?
you?
Would
did
you say it's a nightmare on your street?
Yes.
I don't hate it, Kevin.
I'll allow it.
We're going to file it.
Really?
But don't
take it back when we do file it.
Would you like to take that back?
Okay. We've already been heard.
Yeah,
Allie and I have sent in our jury response.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Kevin.
So, I don't enjoy that kind of humor.
Yeah.
So for me, that was an A+.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to take
good.
That. This is
good.
Not
I'm happy to see
maybe
that.
Maybe the first time.
Excellent
good
work.
Good confidence. Yeah.
Next up is Allie.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we were still talking about, you know, or knew a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
This is really taking a lot of turns. I am so glad your mom lived.
Yeah. Okay, so let me set this up. I want to set this up a little bit differently. So mom was stabbed 7 times.
Yes. Shot 7 times.
Shot 7 times.
Okay. No, she was stabbed.
I think it was stabbed.
She was stabbed.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so we were responding to that, and this is what happened.
Yeah.
This is really taking a lot of turns. I am so glad your mom lived.
Yeah,
that's
Lex.
That's insane.
That's 7 times. She's like 50 Cent.
That's what we always say.
Unbelievable. Well, you do kind of, you know, an attempted murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
This is insanity.
It's actually my sister's dad.
Sister's dad. Oh, whoa.
Man.
And you can find your mom in the club.
What happened?
Nothing.
Wow, literally, what happened?
Would you like to talk?
I don't know if we've ever had that dead of air before.
It was dead silence.
It was a complete conversation, and she said, what happened?
What happened?
Dead silence from the studio, and then what happened from the woman on the phone? Oh, that's the part that brought me the most joy.
Would you like to take that back?
So it wasn't what I said. It was the response to what I said that I liked. So therefore, I will take it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, good. I also want to give you props, though, for the delivery.
Thank you.
Yes.
You can find her in the club.
Yeah, the whitest delivery
ever.
That was
very
well
done. Ever. All right. Next up is Jensen. Allie is talking about Danny Elfman playing Coachella, and he mentioned maybe he's going to do some Boingo songs. Okay. And Allie was saying, oh, you could buy tickets for Coachella. Oh, wait, I don't want anyone to buy tickets before I get them. So that's what we were talking about in this.
People probably think it's just real easy for us. Just stay off the internet next weekend, right? That's what we're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even Monday.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Who knows?
Actually,
who knows?
No, it could be
why look it up?
Yeah,
I think it's
next
year. I heard it was the second Tuesday in March.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, no, Danny Elfman just tweeted, just kidding, not Boingo. I meant
Papa Roach. He's doing all Papa Roach
all
songs.
All Papa Roach. I mean, I'd watch that.
It's his last resort.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah, he has to.
Okay.
Do it. All right.
File it.
Fine.
Oh, Jensen, we were doing so good.
Right?
Would you like to take that back?
I will.
Oh.
I rarely take things back. Mm-hmm. I think this is a reach because it's not about Oingo Boingo. Mm-hmm. Had I said this is a dead man's party or something like that, maybe I'd still file and I'd still maybe take it back, but at least it would be a direct hit. Mm-hmm. This is shrapnel, and because of that, I will take it back.
Excellent.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is Jensen.
Oh, no.
Mm. We were talking about Coldplay at the unfinished HD Radio Sound Space, and Chris Martin did a promo where he called it a sex dungeon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe Chris Martin said it was a sex dungeon.
He did call it that. It's possible that it's both. It's not finished, so maybe they're going that direction.
It could be. And listen, if Chris Martin is inviting me to a sex dungeon...
You'll help build it?
I will. I'm down there after the show, kind of going to go in between breaks.
If you build it.
If I can. Okay.
Nope. File.
All right. Don't hate it.
Okay, so right here. We'll get back to Jensen in a second. But right here, here's part of the problem. Allie always jumps in and says, don't hate it.
Right.
Always.
She's very kind.
It makes it worse.
She's so good, though.
That one was so
good. This is us arguing over her not accepting Jensen's stupid joke.
I know you tell me not to respond immediately.
But you always say don't hate it.
I know. Well, no, there are some times that I hate it, and I don't say don't hate it.
It does sway the eventual, though.
Does it?
When we get to it. A little bit. I mean, I feel confident with it now. I'd probably not take it back. Just letting you know.
Oh, that's nice.
No worries.
Okay.
Would you like to take that back?
Jensen.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yes, there is.
I don't not want to take it back. Is that
what?
Is that what you said?
What?
Well,
okay. I
don't ask her if she wants to take back that sentence in a second.
Okay. I'm 100% extremely confident in this one. Mm-hmm. It had layers.
Yeah.
It didn't have layers. It was a joke.
I didn't have to just say the joke.
No.
People understood it.
You could just let it breathe. We got it.
I will not take it back.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Allie, what about your extremely...
Listen,
direct
I didn't make
question.
Sense at all.
Okay, good.
But I don't think there's anything to take back.
Right.
It's just I apologize for speaking.
And also, if we have to take back the things that don't make sense,
that's
the whole show.
That's
right.
Whole show.
Okay, next up is me.
Oh.
Second time in the file.
Okay.
We were talking about My Chemical Romance. They were playing the Shrine at the end of the year. And we were talking about, they have to be coming back for more than just that one show, but they're not saying anything about it.
I go to the mall a lot, as you know.
And Where is this going?
The Hot Topic, they have a ton of My Chemical Romance stuff in the window.
Do they really?
With like even printed stuff from Hot Topic. Like MCR is back and stuff like that.
Really?
So you would assume it's coming. You would assume more stuff is...
more is coming, yeah.
Oh, more is coming. They're just kind of on a... would you say blackout? They aren't talking right now. They're not doing any interviews. They're not doing anything.
It's a blackout parade.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Yeah, allow it. Don't even file it. Don't file it.
What?
No, I don't think it's worth filing.
I dislike it more than both of you.
Would you like to take that back?
I whispered don't hate it, so maybe you wouldn't hear it.
Allie, if she gets called for jury duty ever, they'll just be like, so we call...
I think he's innocent.
Immediately, just within the first few minutes. Yeah, I mean, I like this, so...
I liked it.
Don't let us
I think
you.
I am not going to take that back
wow.
as well.
Twice. Oh. Brand new Kevin.
Twice.
Good Lord.
And finally, Jensen, Allie was talking about different media now available for your pets. Like Spotify has a playlist for your pets.
There's also a podcast called My Dog's Favorite Podcast. That's meant to soothe pups
this
when their
whole
owners
story
leave
is a troll.
The house.
Is that one hosted by Bark Marin?
Or birds.
But also, I've never seen anyone laugh that hard at their own joke.
I was so embarrassed. I'm laughing more at the embarrassment, not the joke.
A lot of shame involved.
Wow.
I was hiding my face. I didn't even look at either of you.
No,
when I said
you shouldn't
it.
Have. Because I looked at Kevin, and you saw the life kind of leave both of us at the same time.
That hurt.
Would you like to take that back?
Not only do I not take it back, I stand by it. It is a gorgeous joke. It was quick. It
Did
was
you
fast.
Say it was a gorgeous
yes,
joke?
It was beautiful. It was so fast. I was surprised by my own. Listen, just because I couldn't look you in the eyes when I said it doesn't mean I'll take it back now.
Okay.
Good. That's the one thing that I was hoping you wouldn't. That
Thank
one
you.
Killed me.
All right. Well, listen, I'm standing by it. And also, you know, I think, you know, other podcast names that I could come up with outside my head, Scott Doberman instead of Scott Ackerman.
That all right, that's
not as good.
Right,
you're not helping.
I'll take that one take back.
That back. Okay. All right, if you would like access into the boys panel at Paley Fest 2020, we have a game for you.
Yeah.
So you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. There are questions about TV, so just know your TV.
Mm-hmm.
And call us now, and we'll play a game next. We have been giving away tickets to Paley Fest for many years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a thing where you get the creators and the writers and sometimes the directors and the stars all up on a panel, and you can ask them questions about your favorite show and sort of get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of it.
Yeah.
This particular one that we're going to give away is called The Boys, and it's on Amazon.
Yeah. It's produced by Seth Rogen.
It's really good.
I believe it's Old Man Reuben's favorite TV show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was this show of the year, he said.
Yeah.
Really good. So we're going to give away tickets right now, 1-800-520-1067 with a game. And by the way, sometimes it's tough to come up with a title.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This game is called What You Talking About TV Lines.
Mm-hmm.
Ping
what pong you talking about?
TV Lines.
Oh, good.
That's
okay.
it. That's
All right.
You want to hear
right.
it again? That's
because
that's the whole
theme
song.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
What you talking about?
TV Lines.
Okay.
Allie, you want to explain?
Yeah, we're going to give you some pretty iconic lines from TV shows. You just have to tell us what TV show said iconic lines are from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your answer will be a TV show.
Yes.
All right. Let's start with Dan and Pico Rivera. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, Dan, I'm going to play a clip for you, but pay attention to the whole question. So this is a famous reoccurring line by a guy named Ross. It was in the third season, but pretty much in every single season after that, multiple times.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
Okay. We were on a break.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
Seriously, there were 10 minutes of We Were on a Break that we could have put in. What TV show is this now iconic line from?
Oh, my God. Are they getting back together again? The
Friends? Yes, indeed, Dan.
We'll take it.
Great delivery. Thank you for the call. You hold on. Jenny in Brea. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. We're doing
what you talking about?
TV Lines.
All right, Jenny. This catchphrase is used by Sheldon Cooper to rub a good joke in someone's face or just to cheer on himself after a personal win.
Bazinga.
What show changed the burn to bazinga?
That is Big Bang Theory, girl.
Jenny, it certainly is. You are in the drawing as well. Excellent.
What you talking about?
TV Lines.
Let's go to Mark in Simi Valley. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Hey, Mark. We're going to get into the Wayback Machine for this one. If you're to blame for something, why not bust out this memorable line and maybe make them forget your wrongdoings?
Did I do that? 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 Did I do that?
I bet there was 10 minutes of that, too.
It was over 10 minutes.
It sounded like he was in a garbage disposal.
He was, yeah, I think he was in a plane. What TV show used this catchphrase in what seemed like every episode ever?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Oh, no. It's Urkel from Family Matters.
Jaleel White.
Oh.
Did I do that? No, you didn't, Mark.
Thank you for calling, though.
What you talking about?
TV Lines.
All right. Let's go to Tiffany in Riverside. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Tiffany, wow, serious. She wants so to play.
Are you angry?
Hi. No. I'm driving to work, I hope I get it easy along because I need the rest of them.
Okay.
Have you been doing good on hold?
I have.
Okay, excellent. Well, Michael Scott loves an unintentional sexual innuendo, so much so that there were hundreds of times that this was used on the show. Which show can now be blamed for every dude using this catchphrase?
That's what she said.
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 That's my joke. Damn it, Dwight.
What's
from the office?
Of course, the office.
TV Lines.
All right.
TV Lines.
Okay.
Let's go to John in San Dimas. Good morning, John. Hello, John.
Hello, party people. Hello.
Hey, John. Chances are you've been saying this without even knowing of its start on television. Elaine used it initially over recounting some personal side of a relationship, but it also works for leaving out any detail of a story. You can just insert these lines.
Marcy comes over and she tells me that her ex-boyfriend was over late last night and yada, 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 I'm really tired today. You don't think she'd yada, yada sex.
I've yada, yada'd sex.
Really?
Yeah. I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
What TV show is yada, yada, yada from?
Oh, this is an easy one. Larry David, my man, Seinfeld.
Yes,
nicely
indeed.
Done.
And the creator's name,
right?
I think we're good. I think we have everybody in the drawing.
Mm-hmm. We have four people in the drawing.
Dan, Jenny, Tiffany, or John. And the winner is... It's Jenny!
Jenny!
Jenny's the winner.
That is what we're talking about.
Congrats.
You're going to go see the boys, and thanks for playing the game.
What you talking about?
TV Lines.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen at 7:52. Mm-hmm. Coming up in the next hour, movies that make you cry, movie scenes specifically. And also, the city council has now passed a resolution that MLB should give the World Series to the Dodgers in 2017 and 2018.
What an absolute embarrassment all of them are.
Seems like the right thing to focus on. Yeah.
Unanimously, yes. These jackholes that aren't doing their goddamn jobs passed this effing resolution. F all of you. our streets are overrun by homeless people. People with
There's
mental illness.
Everywhere.
That have nowhere to go. And you guys are like, that wasn't fair. We should get the trophy. No one wants the trophy, you assholes.
That was a dumb idea.
Oh, God, I'm so angry.
We're going to talk about that a little bit in a little bit. Yeah.
All right, I'll save it.
About 10 till the top of...
It's too late now. Can't put it back into Pandora's box.
About 10 minutes till the top of every hour, we do What Is Happening With Us.
Guys, we've got some SNL hosts coming up that you might want to see. How about that very funny NFL star, J.J. Watt?
Yay!
That's his niece.
He seems like he could.
You know what? Yeah. I think he's going to do really well.
Do you?
I do. Okay. One year when I was writing for the ESPYs, we sent him out there with Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like robot Britney Spears. Like not, you know, she was like just hello, reading off the prompter. Mm-hmm. And he had some bit where he had to dance around her and it was bombing.
Really?
Bombing. Mm-hmm. And then he committed so much to it that at the end we were all laughing just by how much he committed to it. And I at that moment said, he's very good.
How about that?
Yeah, he turned it around.
He might be a good host.
Yeah.
And nothing about that story made me think he'd be a good host.
I think he's good because here's
Not
why.
A single
I'll tell you
thing.
Why. I'll tell you why.
He
SNL,
just kept dancing.
SNL is about commitment, and if something's going wrong, he's not going to bail. Mm-hmm. He's not going to give half. That's for improv and for sketch. That's great.
Okay.
Stay with it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he doesn't get you, what about his musical artist, country star Luke Combs?
Nope.
This is all February 1st, so February 1st. Followed up by February 8th, the host will be RuPaul.
Yay!
And a little musical act known as Justin Bieber.
I would like to see it.
I mean, that show's going to do some numbers.
I think that's good.
Some Bieb heads.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably got a different name.
Beliebers.
No, I like it.
Beliebers. That's
Beliebheads
right.
is much better. Yeah. If they knew that when they gave out the name,
they're like, Beliebers is pretty good, but Beebheads.
Beebheads. That's what they should have gone
with. Yeah, they did the right thing with Beliebers. They really did.
By the way, RuPaul's going to be a great host as well.
Absolutely will. Mm-hmm. Guys, we've got the Super Bowl coming up.
What?
Yeah, it's true. It's, what, February 2nd?
Was this in the news?
Is it February 2nd? It's the first weekend?
I believe
weekend?
So.
Two weeks from last one. Yeah,
wow.
That would make
All
sense.
Right. Here's the thing. If it goes into overtime, Buffalo Wild Wings says that they're going to give out free wings in the U.S. and Canada at participating locations on February 17th between 4 and 7 p.m. Not during the game. You have to literally come back between 4 and 7 p.m.
And only on a specific day that's 2-3 weeks later?
And you either get one free order of boneless or traditional snack-sized or a 5-6 count of chicken wings, depending on location. None of this is easy,
Do
Buffalo.
Do you have chicken finger?
Buffalo Wild Wings, you're not making it easy for people.
I don't think they want to.
No, they don't. No. And they don't want it to go to overtime. They absolutely don't want it to. What do you guys think for the Super Bowl? 49ers versus the Chiefs. Who's going to take it?
I got to tell you, on paper at least, and to me, it seems like a perfect matchup.
It powerhouses, yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work out that way in the Super Bowl, but it sure does look like it.
I think it's going to be Mahomes. I think you got the Chiefs.
Okay.
Over the Graps.
Over
I'm
the Graps?
Who?
The Graps, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say friends. 49ers because I think they have a better defense.
Okay.
And defense wins championships. I've heard that.
I have heard that as well.
A guy on the radio just said it.
And if Graps doesn't throw like he's been known not to when they win.
Right.
Just a run game? Mm-hmm. I think they could do it. Plus, so handsome. Right.
He's very good looking.
Oh, plus, but I think I'm not going to lie.
Mahomes is a stud,
Mahomes
too.
Mahomes is a handsome man. Mm-hmm. But if Jimmy won, it would really make Tom Brady mad. Because not only was Tom Brady second fiddle in the handsome department, but really, I think that Garoppolo had the love of Belichick, and that bugs Tom. So I don't know why I want to see Tom upset, but I want to see Tom Brady upset.
Okay. I respect it.
I think a lot of the world does want to see Tom Brady upset. Yeah.
Yeah. So Garoppolo, because he's handsome.
Yes.
But the Chiefs for Eric Stonestreet and for Rob Riggle and for David Koechner.
Friends of the show.
And Paul Rudd. I think that them happy would be delightful.
So you've picked both teams.
I have picked both teams. Wow. That is my final decision.
I should have thought of that.
What if the game just keeps going for days? Because it just keeps being tied. What do you do?
I mean, they have a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They do have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I haven't watched football in a while. All right, my bad.
It's kind of ridiculous, but it's the best they could come up with so far.
Mm-hmm. Is the tiebreaker like one team? Is it first
tug of war?
To...
It's tug of war.
What?
It is tug of war. Yeah, on the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'd watch that.
I probably would too.
No, each team gets. I think
I just fixed football.
Yeah.
At least in the regular season, each team gets a chance to score, unless the first team scores a touchdown, and then the other team doesn't get a chance. But if they score a field goal, then the other team gets.
And if
a
it's
chance.
A Wednesday, they
it's
all wear
sort of ridiculous.
That's a horrible rule.
Yes. Yeah, yes. There's too many rules. There
needs to be a rule to end a game. But
tug
that,
of war.
That's
I think
terrible.
Jensen just solved it.
Tug of war.
Let's talk to that guy. That head dude.
The commissioner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boo.
He's got other issues.
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
More like Roger Baddell, right? Who's
no,
with me.
No.
That one
no
didn't work.
You.
Some
I didn't
birthdays.
Hate it.
Some birthdays for you. DJ Jazzy, Jeff Guy Fieri, Logic, Steven Adler, Steve Perry, Diane Lane, and Linda Blair. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
Allie, how did this topic get started?
Well, like most things, I see something on Twitter and I just start to cry. This was a man named Jim Picard that tweeted, "What scene in what film always makes you cry?" And he said, "Mine is when the priest in Les Miserables forgives Jean Valjean for stealing his silverware and then gives him some candlesticks for good measure."
That sounds like a complete joke.
And I
because I've never heard of.
Oh, it's real.
Very sad.
Okay. It's real. It's sad. But also that movie is just a travesty. but that's just my opinion. But it got me thinking about certain films that no matter how many times you've seen it, even thinking about the scene that I picked, I literally got choked up thinking about it because it just gets me every single time. And I think we all have a scene like that that just hits us right in the gut, whether it brings us back to a time, whether it's nostalgia, whether it's something that actually happened to us that we could relate to. It's just, it's very emotional. So I think we're going to take some calls as well as say what our scene was. But give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and let us know what scene in what film always makes you cry. Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
I mean, you're crying already. And yeah.
It hurts. Sweet little Veda Sultan Fuss. She's in there, and it's a funeral. Mm-hmm. And Thomas J. has died because he got attacked by bees. It sounds made up. It sounds funny.
Another one of those?
That old trope. Uh-huh. But it's Macaulay Culkin just laying in the casket, and then she comes in, and she's just so upset because he's not wearing his glasses. It is from the movie My Girl.
Want to go tree climbing, Thomas J.? His face hurts. And where is his glasses? No. He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on.
You don't know.
Put
the
on
worst.
His glasses.
This is the worst.
He can't see without his glasses. He was going to be an acrobat.
He's gone, sweetheart.
Put his glasses he's gone. On. He can't see without his glasses.
It's the worst. What are we doing?
Ellie's crying and mouthed every word to that. She knew it exact word for word.
It's so sad.
That is very depressing.
Oh,
I don't even know if I want to do mine now.
I mean, it's not going to be sadder.
I don't know. Maybe. Mine clearly was going to have something to do with fathers. It's just a given.
Yeah.
I have a dead dad.
What?
I have a dead dad.
I thought you were going to say I have a new son.
No.
I didn't know you were going dead dad.
I have a dead dad. Listen, the movie involves baseball, and I remember seeing it in the theater with my mom when it first came out. I was a kid, and not only did we cry in the parking lot, we cried on the drive home. We cried when we got home. We cried when my dad came home from work. Then we cried the next day when we recounted it. It was so sad.
Family of babies.
I know. Right? It's about a guy who has a terrible relationship with his father who has passed away, but baseball was a point of connection for them, and so he builds a baseball field in his at his farm, basically. And you guys know the movie. It's Field of Dreams. And the scene that makes me cry is when he figures out that the man that he's been building the stadium for is his father. And before he leaves, he wants to play catch with him.
Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
No, beat it, kid! Yeah.
I mean.
So sad. Even.
Dead look, dads, am I right?
Casey Girl on the button, she's crying. Everybody's crying. Look at this.
It's just so
terrible.
Sad.
This is really like the most beautiful form of entertainment where it can actually.
It moves
make
you.
Yeah, emotionally moved.
Absolutely.
Mine is an old one and a recently new one, which is The Lion King.
Uh huh.
And it's Mufasa's death.
Ugh.
And it's when Simba was trying to get up. Just get up.
it's so sad.
It's very sad.
Brutal.
Dad? Dad, come on. You gotta get up. Dad. We gotta go home.
No! Somebody! Anybody! No!
Right?
Oh, God.
Good morning, everybody.
So we're talking about movie scenes that make you cry.
Uh-huh.
Jensen and I think, are not typical guys in that we're pretty emotional. I am.
I'll cry at anything.
Very
I'll cry at a commercial.
Are two of my favorite bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
All right, let's start.
An incredible bitch.
Let's start some phone calls. Let's start with Xavier and Whittier. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Alan Kay, Kevin. And Jensen, how are you guys?
Hello.
We are good. Thank you.
Good, good. So the scene that always makes me cry is from a movie, Interstellar, with Matthew McConaughey. And I feel like I'm getting emotional already about it. The scene where they were on a planet for 2.5 hours and 28 years passed by.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey had to go back to the space station and watch the video of his daughter growing up.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, and my biggest fear, and this is even before like I had my son, was not being by his side and watching him grow, and that always, like, I feel like I'm going cry right now, but that always gets to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good times, everybody.
I mean, why are we doing this?
I don't know why we're doing this.
We make bad choices. That's why. Xavier, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right.
And how great that his name is Xavier, like the head of the Cabbage Patch.
Oh, I don't know why that would work.
Okay.
John in Pasadena. Let's just act like that didn't happen.
Act like it didn't happen.
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. Movie scenes that make you cry.
Oh, my gosh, man. I've seen it a million times, but the movie Glory at the very end when Denzel Washington picks up the flag and runs up the hill. Oh, can't. Every time. It gets me.
Yeah.
That is a sad scene.
And the music.
It's an amazing movie.
The music behind it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're making me start.
You're right, John? Okay? You're right? Oh, man.
I agree with you. All right. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067.
There's a text message of an obvious one. 562, Owen Wilson saying goodbye to Marley.
Sure.
Why would he say goodbye? No. I haven't seen it the whole way through.
We will take your calls on movie scenes that make you cry coming up next. We are talking about movie scenes that make you cry.
Yeah.
Just had a red jumpsuit apparatus.
Mm-hmm, them too. Hey, listen, a lot of texts on this one, but from the 909, this is one that I remembered crying at in the theater. Tom Hanks losing Wilson in Castaway.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry!
It's a volleyball.
No, it was more than that to him. It was his only friend.
Take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Coming up. Talking about movies, scenes that make you cry.
Yeah.
And
we've been successful. We've all teared up a little, yeah.
Forrest Gump is one of mine.
Oh.
Remember his love of his life, Jenny?
Yes, Jenny.
And she passes away and he's standing at her grave.
Dies of AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You died on a Saturday morning. I had you placed here under our tree. Little Forrest is doing just fine. About to start school again soon. We fish a lot. And every night we read a book. He's so smart, Jenny. You'd be so proud of him.
A lot of sad movies that Tom Hanks has been in.
Right?
I mean.
Forrest Gump. Philadelphia is very sad.
Yes, you're right.
We also got a tweet from Carl Easy. I want to give him credit because he says, damn it, this topic is just a great way to get ready in the morning. My sad movie is Inside Out when Bing Bong stays behind to save Joy and disappears into the abyss, which is so sad. He says, also, you should have named Happy Hour Ping Pong Bing Bong. Just making sure that we
Ruben,
know that.
Ruben, I hope you heard that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Liz in Whittier. Good morning, Liz.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
Good. My movie is Crash, and it's the scene where the man thinks that the guy that fixes the door is the one that actually robbed his store. So mm-hmm. he follows him home, and the guy comes home from work, and his little girl's all excited and comes out running to her dad. But the guy's over there going to go shoot him. So when he shoots at the guy, the little girl, like, he thinks the little girl got shot. And I don't know if you remember that scene.
I do, yes.
On the front lawn.
So, give me my money.
What? What money?
Pay for my store.
Give me my money. Honey, stay inside. Elizabeth!
Give me my money.
Aplácate, stand up.
I want my f***ing money. Give me the truck.
That's not my truck, bro.
That's a good scene.
That's a killer scene.
Thank you for the call.
this is such a somber topic.
I feel like it's going well.
It really is.
Marisol in Inglewood. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey there. What movie scene makes you cry?
Oh, La Bamba.
Oh,
when
for
Bob
the love.
Goes to his mom's house and, you know.
She's doing the laundry. She's hanging up the sheets on the laundry line.
Long clip.
Richie!
No, that's Bob. That's Bob at the end when he yells Richie, then they run up
no,
the hill.
When
no,
the
No. Yeah, Marisol, you're talking about when she's putting the laundry and then she hears on the radio that Richie has died and she yells, not my Richie!
I think that clip was better.
Oh, yes. I mean, then it cuts to Bob and he's on the hill and he's like, Richie! And then they run up the hill in slow motion and then Richie has this guitar with him and then Sleepwalk plays.
Yeah, but the scene with his mom.
The scene with his mom. Oh. I watched it twice over Christmas break.
Just that scene or the whole movie?
That is one of my all-time favorite movies.
She's a La Bamba historian.
I'm a La Bamba head.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. Let's see. Where do we want to go next?
He had just bought her the house.
Let's go to Sarah in Riverside. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you. We're at the uplifting topic of movie scenes that make you cry.
Okay, so the movie that I chose was Steel Magnolias, and I'm sure it's an oldie, but women, I'm sure you'll understand, it's the scene where Malin is saying goodbye to her daughter in the funeral, right after the funeral, and they're in the graveyard, and she's just screaming to the heavens, why, you know, because she lost her daughter.
Hmm. Oh. I'm back! I can jog all the way to Texas and back, but my daughter can't.
That, yeah.
Oh, the colors for her wedding were blush and bashful.
I mean, we're really in her wheelhouse right now. This is a terrifying thing as to how much Allie knows about these movies.
The truth is she knows every movie that makes you cry.
Yeah, she just sits in her house just sad all day, watching just tearjerkers over and over.
I can't wait to go home and be sad.
Let's go to Albert, as we're talking about Allie as well. Albert and Whittier, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So the movie scene that makes you cry.
Yeah, my scene is in P.S. Well, the whole movie makes me cry, but P.S. I Love You, when after the bar scene where she actually buries him, Hilary Swank's character comes home, and then she just gets undressed, just kind of in a panic, and calls Gerard Butler's cell phone just to hear his voice. Dude, that's horrible.
And says,
my father died.
No, that's La Bamba. She calls his voicemail just to hear his voice, and she's smelling his shirt, and she just doesn't know.
Why does he say Richie? This makes no sense.
Is this the P.S. I Love You that has a 23% on Rotten Tomatoes?
No, it has 25%. Oh, 25. I'll have you know. And Albert, you're right. It's a great film.
All right. Well, sounds great.
It does sound great. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's talk about the Dodgers for a second, shall we? The L.A. City Council, which apparently has no other issues.
No, we know the city is perfect.
They passed a resolution unanimously saying that Major League Baseball should give the Dodgers the World Series title for 2017-2018.
That the Astros and Red Sox need to give up their title.
Right.
Hand it to us.
Correct.
We deserve it.
Now, is that how Major League Baseball works, first of all? Is it just a resolution?
It's not how it works at all. And even if it did work like that, there is no self-respecting Dodgers fan that would ever want this. This is
a
waste of time, a waste of our taxpayer money. We've got huge problems here in the city of L.A., and you guys are an embarrassment. And I'm sure you thought, oh, this will be great, L.A. They really dig this. We don't dig it. We think you suck. We think you're horrible. Listen to Bob. How mad Bob is about this. He's more mad at this than when he lost Richie, his brother.
Here's a newscaster.
Two LA politicians and Dodger fans say Major League Baseball should go further in the wake of the sign stealing scandal.
Remove the 2017 and 2018 World Series titles and trophies.
And by the way, agreed.
If they left it right there, I'd say, all right, good. But don't waste our time, though.
From the Houston Astros and the Boston Red Sox, and award them to the Los Angeles Dodgers instead.
Number one, why is that guy so excited? You know what I mean? Like, he should calm it down.
I think Allie's right. I think they feel like they're doing something that's going to get huge.
Yeah, no.
Reaction from the fans.
No self-respecting Dodger fan wants a championship title after the fact.
Secondhand, right.
After the fact, it's pointless.
Now it did seem, I did read some polls, did seem the Dodger fans do want them to give up the championship.
Oh, yeah.
But
Absolutely.
They don't want to take it from them.
No.
Agreed. Right. It should say vacate. It should not have a winner.
Not a winner. That 2017 and 2018. Well, they're going to get
Astros cheat.
Yeah.
That's a good full sentence. Yeah. I mean, there should be at least an asterisk there next to their name or something. I mean, something to acknowledge that this was obviously a when you look at the statistics of the Astros from away games and home games during that stretch, it's like they batted under 200.
Unreal.
When they didn't have the cameras.
Unreal.
Disgusting.
But no, we don't want it.
No.
Last week, the league announced the Astros used technology to steal signs. Now, former Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who was formerly with the Astros, reportedly admitted to playing a central role.
Cheating shall not be the new normal, that people were robbed, and that we wanted to be clear that this city spoke up for its team.
Not only did fans pay for high-priced tickets to attend a game they thought was on the up-and-up, but the Dodgers now have two debatable losses on their records.
By the way, that's also true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And two pitchers who may have damaged their career.
Yeah, their legacies are ruined. Kershaw, I was like thinking at the time, like,
I hated Kershaw. I was so mad
you're
at
like,
him.
How does he do so well at home and then go on the road and just tank?
Well, now we know.
Now we know why.
Now we know.
And same with Darvish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insanity.
And what about the players? Their records and their stats are no longer clean and reliable.
And while some Angelinos don't necessarily disagree with that...
Does he say clean and reliable?
Well, you know what else isn't clean and reliable? Most of our city! Most of the city isn't clean and reliable! Watch the city! That's what we care about!
Do something about that.
Point of view, they did voice opposition to the city council taking up the issue.
By the way, did any of you see the video of the city council taking up the issue?
I did see it. Just looked like a normal news conference.
It's like three people up front and one... sort of in the audience, like there's literally no one there.
He's like, is there free food? Like he didn't even know there was a press conference.
I don't think we need to be dealing with baseball, any sports, any kind of World Series until we get our city together. As a matter of fact, I just took a photo of a man laying out on the streets in front of City Hall.
Okay.
Yes.
Right?
Do something about that guy.
Absolutely.
Cheaters should not prosper. Clearly, that was wrong. They should be stripped of their title. I think the motion goes a little too far, saying that we have to award the series to the Dodgers after. I think we ought to focus on the 2020 season and win that way.
The resolution passed unanimously.
How about you don't worry about baseball, period? That is not your job.
Yeah.
At all. This is an embarrassment. I am embarrassed of all of you. And that man that was talking, saying, this is what we're going to do. I can hear the shame in your voice. And you should be ashamed because this is an embarrassment to the city of Los Angeles. You've now made us into a laughingstock because people in other cities around the country are like,
oh, everybody in LA thinks they should get it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, Dodger Nation doesn't think that. And anyone with a pulse and half a brain doesn't think that. Unlike you a-holes sitting up there wasting our money and wasting our time on this. You're an embarrassment. You should be unelected. We should vacate your positions.
Rejected!
And give them to who?
Give them to the Astros. They need new jobs.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And at 10 minutes till the top of the hour, every hour, Allie takes a look at what's happening.
I do, and I am bearing gifts this time, you guys.
Right.
How about two tickets to Trevor Noah, loud and clear? It's going down at Pacific Amphitheater on Friday, July 17th. Did I do it?
You did it.
It was very good.
A little bit?
Well done.
It was very totally... good. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If you're not aware, I have problems with that word. I believe there should be an L in it. It should be amphitheater.
Which is... no one agrees with you.
Everyone does.
I mean, I've never heard anyone else say that.
No.
Okay. Two tickets to Trevor Noah Loud and Clear. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But why? Why go to Ticketmaster.com when you can call 1-800-520-1067 right now? Be caller 17 since it's on July 17th. Oh. And you are going to get tickets to see Trevor Noah.
Please call now.
How lucky are you? You guys, we have something to tackle, and it's upsetting, and I need more information, but let's see if we can work through it.
We wouldn't have done the topic of movie scenes that make you cry if we knew.
That we were going to cry so soon
this
after.
Yeah. So,
guys, at Mr. Peanut on Twitter has tweeted, it is with heavy hearts that we confirm that Mr. Peanut has died at 104. In the ultimate selfless act, he sacrificed himself to save his friends when they needed him most. Please pay your respects with hashtag RIP Nut.
That's sad.
In the same day as Terry Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again.
So this is the little
mascot,
cartoon?
Yeah, the mascot.
Yeah,
from
with the little monocle.
With the monocle and the top hat.
And the top hat.
Yeah.
He died in his hundreds.
Yeah.
Because, 104
because he sacrificed himself for the good of his friends.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I have no
like,
idea.
Like, did they need one more peanut for brittle? And he's like, I'll do it. I don't know.
It's as good a guess as any.
I don't know. But let me just go through some of the responses.
On Twitter.
Mr. Peanut is burning in hell.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
A lot of these rest in pee.
Right.
Peanut.
Right. But a mean word for pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people that say Mr. Peanut didn't kill himself.
Right.
Little Epstein joke there. I'm now going to F Mrs. Peanut.
Whoa!
Okay?
Jeez.
All right?
She's available.
We got him, folks.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Good riddance. I refuse to believe this. Hey, anybody know if he was cremated? I mean, a lot of I'm shell-shocked.
Sure.
Nothing funny about this. Guys. What is happening on this Twitter?
Well, can I? I did some research.
Okay.
In the last 30 seconds?
I did. On January 14th, Mr. Peanut tweeted, next week, he was going to go on a road trip in the huge peanut mobile.
Sure.
Which, yes,
that's
is
a thing.
Big car that looks like a peanut.
Okay.
With friend of the show, Matt Walsh.
Oh,
okay. He was going to go on a road
Love
trip.
Him.
So it was clearly, this might be a Super Bowl commercial because it says, see it all unfold on 2-2-20, which is
Super Bowl. Yeah.
So
that's what it is, a commercial.
Well, according to tweeter Gabe Fernandez, Mr. Peanut is in hell now where he belongs. Well, I mean, these responses
are great.
He deserved worse.
He deserved worse.
Insane responses.
It's not nice. He did no goodwill for Mr. Peanut.
Nope.
There. Not for the grace of God, I could.
Come on.
What is going on, you guys?
Because you have to remember, the Planters peanut guy, he represents many different foods. He also, the cheese balls are also his.
Right.
He's on the can of many a snack. And now he's dead.
Oh, gosh.
Now he's dead.
Wow.
But do you think Matt had something to do with it?
I mean,
seems like it.
Yes, cops should definitely speak with Matt Walsh.
Yeah. Matt Walsh definitely killed Mr. Peanut. You heard it here first, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. All right. On to other news that apparently is very real. Ozzy Osbourne announced yesterday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. In an interview on Good Morning America, the 71-year-old said that he, although he's had a lot of numerous health issues over the last year, he was diagnosed last February, and they've just been quiet about it. His wife, Sharon, said that he has stage 2 Parkinson's. So, very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. No cure for it. It can be alleviated by medications or surgery, but it's just not what you want to hear.
Again, same day as Mr. Peanut.
Right?
I mean, this was yesterday, but...
I heard it, you know? Okay, they come in threes. Okay. Terry Jones, Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Peanut.
Again, Ozzy not dead.
No, he's still alive.
Just diagnosed with Parkinson's. Very much, very much alive.
Sure.
Very much alive. We talked about this earlier, and we found out something very interesting about one of Jensen's tattoos.
Okay.
But if you're a tattoo artist, you should definitely be using Instagram to promote yourself, because CNBC reports that tattoo parlors get as many as 70% of their new clients from Instagram. And some places, that number climbed as high as 90%. I mean, it used to be back in the day, you had a tattoo, someone would say, oh, that's a good looking tattoo, where'd you get it? Then you'd say where you got it from, and you'd have to go in to look at their book, and then you'd figure out if you wanted to get a tattoo.
And,
a
lot of it, walk-in traffic.
Yes.
Like, people would just walk into a tattoo shop and be like, let me see the books, or any openings, or
and
whatever.
And then there were some TV shows where people started.
Right.
And that helped it.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
But now, Instagram, it's the easiest way to promote yourself, and you're not paying for it.
That's right.
You're just putting up pictures.
And people have little lighting setups and stuff.
Yeah.
To make sure that the tattoos look good on Instagram.
How many do you follow, Jensen?
Oh, God, maybe 100.
So what's your tattoo that Allie was referring to?
Well, I have a couple, but I mean, obviously, I have like over 20 tattoos or something. But one is a guy named Sean from Texas on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Great tattoo artist. And I had him tattoo me something. That's all.
Right. What
no,
is
why
it,
don't
though?
You go ahead and share it with the class?
Well, it's a scene from the movie The Burbs.
Okay.
Which is Jensen's favorite movie.
Yeah. And it's a scene where Tom Hanks wakes up in the middle of the night. It's a dream, but he looks outside and it's his neighbors sort of in a cult-like robe and they're all digging graves. That's what I have.
I love that movie. I'm very surprised you got a tattoo of that scene.
It's quite the scene.
I'm going to take a picture of it and post it, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm proud of it. Sean from Texas, very nice guy, great tattoo artist, very famous from Instagram because of it, has tattoos under his eyes. Like right under his eyes that I
from
I think,
the burbs?
No. I think it says I want on one side and then the other side it says to die.
Oh.
Very nice guy though.
Wow.
Very uplifting.
Super nice dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Good tattoo artist.
Have you guys heard about this this new trend? Mostly on TikTok, but it's kind of taken over social media, where guys are dipping their testicles in soy sauce because there was a study that said if you did that, you could actually taste the soy sauce in your mouth.
Me like it.
That's what killed Mr. Peanut.
He tried. So you're saying there are taste buds?
Yeah. I mean, it's science.
Right.
Apparently, you put your...
Is it?
Your... Yep.
It's science.
You got too much dip on your chip.
Have you heard about this?
No.
That's no.
You can actually taste things through your junk. Like, I don't know if that's true. I don't have that. So I'm leaving it up to all the men listening to let me know.
Can we patch in mugs?
Right, that's what I mean, mugs.
You willing?
I mean, Kevin was very willing.
I was just about.
Yes. Mugs, you all right with dipping your junk in some soy sauce?
Yeah, you know what? The other night, I taught Kevin how to use chopsticks.
How does that?
Yeah. We did it.
What?
We did it.
You dipped?
And it's called albacore sushi.
Oh, no. I'm so mad we patched him in.
I'm not.
Yes.
But.
I'm not.
Having said that, of course you're not.
Albacore.
Having said that, Mugs, you'll do this, right?
I will try. Okay. I'm curious.
With a bunch of different things, just to see if they're... Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Now, can we tape it and put it to krock.com? We'd have to blur out my area.
Right.
I mean, do we have a blur that big, Mugs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would rather... We could put up, like, a block or something. Like a, I mean, I probably... We shouldn't video it, but sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
All I'm saying is albacore.
Yeah, we heard. By the way, not bad.
All right.
I mean, honestly, not bad.
Did your mom know that your junk was gone in your zipper?
Thank you, Mugs. Pipe it in. Some birthdays for you. Diane Lane, Steve Perry, Stephen Adler, Logic, Guy Fieri, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. And that's what's happening.
It's 9:36. We have time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
What if one of your good friends worked for a TV show?
Okay.
Like, I'll just say, like a James Corden.
Okay.
Like, she was one of the people that got the musical artists on James Corden.
Okay. These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
And that person didn't tell you. You had to find out from an Instagram of your favorite band that they were going to be on James Corden tonight.
So you're saying... Just hypothetically,
if
I had a friend that was the music, that booked the music for
we'll just
James
call,
Corden.
Let's pick a name, we'll call her Jenna.
Okay, Jenna, right. Okay.
I have a concern that that's her real name.
What if you had a friend named Jenna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her name.
And you see on Elbow, your favorite band's Instagram page, we're going to be on James Corden tonight.
Would you feel betrayed by such a person?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's unacceptable.
Way to go, Jenna.
But now you're going.
Yeah, it's at 6 p.m. tonight. I'm totally going to be in.
Everything's fine.
But I'm just saying, was upsetting? She's like, oh, is that the show you were at Sunday? And the band you always talk about? Yeah, it is Jenna.
Sounds like Jenna's real.
It seems like that's
this is
the name.
This is all
hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
It seems pretty specific, but okay.
I don't know. But Jenna will be dealt with.
Oh.
If that is indeed her name. Guys, Elbow on James Corden tonight. It's exciting for the 8 people out there that listen to Elbow, which is very sad because they should be huge here in America. They are. They have a very big fan base, but I just feel like we should be playing them all the time. That's just me. Okay. Seldom Seen Kid to this day. One of my all-time favorite albums. I'll listen to it front to back. How's everyone doing? Pretty
I mean,
good?
Yeah, I mean, now, yeah. Now that you've
you
looked
now?
Up, yeah,
I
now
do.
That you've looked up,
and I do. I feel,
you feel better. Okay,
seen
good.
Us.
A little bit
sure.
better. Guys, what if you were the drummer for Aerosmith? Then you have a shoulder injury. And
a lot of fantasizing here about being different people. But
and
yeah.
Your name is Jenna.
Right. Now we're back to Jenna.
Actually, his name is Joey, so okay. Close enough. But he has a shoulder injury that he suffered last April, caused him to miss some dates on Aerosmith's Deuces Are Wild tour, their residency, from Las Vegas. So he had a guy fill in for him, the drum tech. Well, now he was required to audition earlier this month by drumming along with the click track to show that he was able to play at an appropriate level.
Which seems kind of dick.
I don't think so.
Kind of.
No, I mean,
think you don't trust me? I've been with you for so long. I tell you if I can't stay with the track.
That's what I would think. You've been with the band 806 years.
That's
it
what
says
it says
here.
On the paper.
Wow, that's a long time.
I mean, those dudes are all 107. We know that.
Right.
They've been together forever.
But if he's injured and they really don't think... He can keep up. It seems like, and if you're the drummer and you can do it, it seems like you go, sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, he did say this is something that no other Aerosmith member has ever had to do after being gone for an illness.
Yeah,
or
Steven
anything.
Tyler looks like a human cough, and they don't care. They don't ask him if he could sing at concerts. He wears so many scarves, it covers his face. No one says, hey, move the scarf. He's fine.
But
he's taking a turn.
I don't understand that.
He looks like a dream catcher.
But he can still... But he can still sing. I'm saying if you got a shoulder injury, maybe that does affect your drumming a lot.
Yeah, you would think. Unless you're, you know, the guy from Def Leppard. He doesn't even have an arm.
Yeah, he doesn't even have an arm.
Do you think they made him re-audition? What if they did? Dude, you don't have an arm.
By the way, they should have.
No.
Oh, yes. My God.
Because says he can drum.
He only has one arm. Don't you want to know for a fact that he can drum? What's
you're
wrong
screwed
with you
for
guys?
One show. Wow. Screwed okay. for one show. You say to him, hey, man, we're ready. We're excited. He goes, yeah, I'm perfect. And then when it's just... and not even hitting anything, just then you say, you know what, man, I don't think it worked out. We got to get another one for the second show.
I feel like it's not that much of a dick move.
So much for that.
I feel like
he's
that's
incredible.
Not...
He is. I just saw Def Leppard over the summer in Las Vegas.
A lot of people
Amazing.
Say he's a better drummer with one. No one said that.
No,
but
no one said that.
It's possible. Better with one arm.
Here's the thing.
I don't think it's a dick move. I think both. In both instances, it's okay.
Well, the Can band determines mm-hmm. that Joey Kramer did not have enough energy in the recordings. As a result, he will not be performing with the band at the Grammys this weekend. He also has to pay Douglas, who's the guy that John Douglas that filled in for him, the drum tech, mm-hmm. tens of thousands of dollars for filling in. And he says he's experienced significant repercussions to his health from the stress, and so he's suing Aerosmith. That's the
wow.
whole point of this.
I mean, yeah.
Things aren't good in Aerosmith land, guys.
It also sounds like perhaps there were other problems that sort of... Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
If you ask me, they should get a grip.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah. You can't be happy with that.
We'll deal with it later.
Go ahead and file it. Go ahead. Kevin, I feel like you started this.
I did?
I don't know.
He had two in there.
I did in the file, yeah.
You did.
I did.
You absolutely
two in the file.
Did. Hey.
I took neither of them back.
No.
Which is a record for me.
It was big.
Yeah.
It was big. Some other Grammy news. Late rapper Nipsey Hussle will be honored with a commemorative performance at the 2020 Grammys happening this Sunday, you guys. The Recording Academy revealed that John Legend, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill, Roddy Ricch, YG, and Kirk Franklin will all be performing in the musician's honor. By the way, Nipsey Hussle, who passed away in March, is nominated for 3 Grammys this year, including Best Rap and Song Performance, Best Rap Performance, and Best Rap Song. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yep. No kidding.
Guys, Pamela Anderson is off the market.
No.
Yeah. She got married for the 5th time, secretly tying the knot with eccentric movie producer John Peters. They got married in Malibu on Sunday. She's 52. He's 74. They had dated more than 30 years ago.
Pam Anderson,
that is indeed. Her. He apparently met her
30 years ago. They did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He apparently met her at the Playboy Mansion, uh-huh. and they kind of fell in love at that point. And he told her
that is where you find love.
You too.
Yeah,
you too.
Obviously.
I read an article where it said he advised her against posing for Playboy, and she's like, nah, "I'm going to go ahead and pose for Playboy," and then 13 covers later, or yeah. however many it was. So maybe John, not the best judge of what's
marry
a good
him.
Trajectory.
Yeah, you gotta marry him. Marry that guy. He's got good foresight.
It's also his 5th marriage, so you know what they say. 5th time is a charm.
Yes.
The girl of my dreams.
So they
I don't
are.
Think that's what they say.
She, I don't know, man. She's been a mess always. Can you name the 5 people she's married?
I sure can.
Okay, let's go. We know
Tommy
one.
Lee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kid Rock.
Okay.
Forgot about Kid Rock, all right. I
and
can't
then
name any.
She was married to Rick Solomon twice.
Oh, really?
Oh. Good night,
that's
everybody.
Four. And now this guy's 5.
5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
Pam
for
Anderson.
You. Pam
Thank
Anderson.
You.
Rick
Thank
Solomon.
You.
What a pull.
Nicely
Thank
done.
Thank you so much.
The guy in the Paris Hilton video.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Rick Solomon.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all he's famous for. And marrying Pam Anderson twice.
Right.
Hmm. Good to know.
I'm very pleased.
Trivia queen over here.
I got
yeah.
to show my Pam Anderson knowledge with that.
What's 8 times 8?
64.
All right.
Oh, my God, is it?
She's doing it.
It's a miracle day.
I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
Very good.
I wish I was seeing Elbow tonight.
You're allowed. You
James
know everything
Corden.
Now. You're going.
But my God, my friend Jenna.
I still, her real
hypothetical
name.
Hypothetical.
Real name.
Friend Jenna.
I mean, it's my favorite band,
yeah.
you guys. It's
and
favorite.
Does she know that, I assume?
She claims. She's like, oh, I got confused.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever this is, if
it's
she
her.
Is my friend. This is crazy. Actor Stephen Amell's experience on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast took an unexpected turn when he started having a panic attack. The Arrow star was recording Rosenbaum's podcast called Inside of You in December, but it wasn't released until this week. The episode synopsis explains that the conversation led to Stephen suffering a panic attack mid-show. He left in an unprecedented manner and then returned with enough bravery to readdress his current mental health. So he came back and did another show and explained what was going on and what happened. And that's very brave of him, first of all, to come back and go with it and to okay his friend and say, yeah, put the original podcast out. People need to hear that.
So do we know what caused the panic attack?
He said he's been under an insane amount of stress. After Arrow ended, he said he had no time for himself at all. He said he was really shaky, and he took to Twitter to address what happened, and he went in to record with the former Smallville star, and he said, I did Rosie's podcast after Arrow ended. We had to cut it short because I had a full-on panic attack. It wasn't pretty. I came back a few weeks ago to chat about it. I was in a really bad spot, and I'm happy to report that I'm doing much better.
That's good.
Yeah. I agree.
He did say he had a blast, but I was there for the money, more so. Talking about Arrow, and he said,
"Oh, they talked about the podcast." I was like, "They paid to do podcasts?
That would be amazing." No,
we're doing the wrong job.
He said of doing the final season for love and money, but more so money, which is something people are never honest about.
Yeah, agreed.
Like people that do crap movies, you're like, "Oh wow, how was it?" They'll be like, "Listen, when I read the script, it really spoke to me." Mm-hmm. No, it was a money grab, and now your kids are eating off of gold tablecloths. What? Let's get out of here.
Gold tablecloths?
Took a real dip at the end. I mean, I was riding high on the 64.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Jensen, not now. We don't want to talk about her now. Some birthdays for you. Linda Blair, Diane Lane, Steve Perry, Steven Adler, Logic, Guy Fieri, and DJ Jazzy Jeff. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And your drive home tomorrow morning. An all-new show. We've got Dr. Drew in. You're going to die, by the way. We're going to let you know how. You have weird movie tattoos.
Yeah.
Jensen has one from...
Two.
The movie The Burbs.
I actually have three movie tattoos.
You do?
I do. I also have Ice Cube from Boys in the Hood.
I have one of Bob from La Bamba that just says, not my first, not my last.
Friendship!
Yeah. It's just him pounding beer right there on my groin.
Hello!
And also, we will continue to give you tickets for Pearl Jam at the Forum in April, and you qualify to see them again at Hyde Park in London in July. That's tomorrow morning.